Good morning. My name is John Waits, and I'm the honorary curate here at St. Margaret's in Chipstead. This is the Book of Common Prayer Holy Communion service for the Sundays after Easter up until Pentecost. We start with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The prayer of preparation. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and all thy soul, and all thy strength, and all thy mind. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this. Thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy upon us, and write all these thy laws in our hearts, we beseech thee. The Collect for the Sovereign. Almighty God, whose kingdom is everlasting and power infinite, have mercy upon the whole church, and so rule the heart of thy chosen servant, Charles, our King and Governor, that he, knowing whose minister he is, may above all things seek thy honour and glory, and that we and all his subjects, duly considering whose authority he hath, may faithfully serve, honour, and humbly obey him in thee and for thee, according to thy blessed word and ordinance, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Now we have the collect. The Lord be with you, and thy spirit. Let us pray. The Collect for the Day of Pentecost, also known as Whit Sunday. God, who as at this time taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending them the light of your Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit to have a right judgment in all things, and evermore to rejoice in his holy comfort, through the merits of Jesus Christ our Saviour, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever.
The first reading is taken from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 21. The Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all those who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They've had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit on those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heaven above and sign on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord according to John, chapter 7, beginning at the 37th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. On the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them." By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
We say our creed together. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Now we have the sermon.
Good morning, and my name is Reverend Handor, and it's a real privilege to be with you all on this Pentecost Sunday. I'm from the Sutton Deanery, and I'm going to be covering the 10 o'clock service at St. Margaret's. I've been thinking this week about the work of the Spirit of God. How have you been aware of the work of the Spirit in your lives this week? It's a big question, isn't it? But God is always at work, and our God is a God of surprises who guides us by his Spirit. In the first chapter of Acts, and before Jesus ascended to his heavenly Father, Luke records Jesus telling his disciples not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for the gift of the Holy Spirit. And the 12 must have held their breath in anticipation. And today marks the end of that anticipation, when the activity of the Holy Spirit springs into action in the life of all believers, and the church is born. Luke describes the coming of the Holy Spirit in 4 very short but remarkable verses, where three power signs of the coming of the Holy Spirit are reported: wind, fire, and inspired speech, all of which in the Jewish tradition were considered to be signs of God's presence. And this occurred at Pentecost, a Jewish festival of joy and thanksgiving for God's blessing of the harvest. And it was basically a pilgrim festival, and hence the reason why there were so many people in Jerusalem at the coming of the Holy Spirit. Those disciples were gathered together, and something dramatically happened. There was a rush of violent wind which blew the house. Tongues of fire appeared, and the disciples found themselves speaking in other recognizable languages, all enabled by the Spirit. And it was Peter who took the lead. Peter, we remember, who denied Christ. Peter now stands up and boldly proclaims to the crowd the fulfillment of the promises made by the prophet Joel long ago, that in the last days God would pour out his Spirit upon all people. And this is now happening. And Peter urges his hearers to accept the truth of Jesus as their Lord and receive the wonderful gift of the Spirit. And according to Luke, about 3,000 people, most, if not all of them, probably Jews, who had made their way to Jerusalem for the festival, responded and repented of their sins and were baptized in the name of Jesus and received the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, a counselor, a comforter, an encourager, the one who teaches and guides the church and the world into a right understanding of who God is. As Christians living in the light and love of Jesus and telling his story, we are never alone. And it's astonishing how the Spirit can communicate with people of every culture, language, and race. God longs to fill his people with his Holy Spirit, and all we have to do is ask. His Spirit gives life and direction to God's people and to his church. Isn't it wonderful to celebrate Pentecost and open our hearts to what the Spirit might be saying to you here at St. Margaret's today, as you anticipate Hannah's licensing on Tuesday and begin a new chapter in the life of God's people here in Chipstead? God moves mysteriously among his people. He shows us different paths and guides us in how we use the gifts and talents he has given us in his service. Some of you may have had a remarkable and dramatic experience of God. And that was certainly Paul's experience on the Damascus Road, of course. But for many of you, perhaps your experience of the Spirit is a gentler one. I remember halfway through ordination training and during the final communion service of the Easter Residential, this will have been in April 2008, during that service, God spoke powerfully to me. It wasn't an experience of wind and flames, but of the Holy Spirit guiding me gently but firmly on a different route to the one I thought I was taking. That was quite unnerving. Was it God really speaking? But actually, having sought the wisdom of other people, after that time, I indeed did end up on a different route. It is the Spirit of God who builds up his church and gives us gifts to share. No one is left out. And we have different gifts. We're all given different things to use in God's service. And this is wonderful. Where I like to think of it as being the interdependence that perhaps a choir have when they're singing together in wonderful harmonies, each holding a different line in the music and each fitting together and contributing to the whole. or an orchestra of diverse musical instruments playing together, yet tuned into one another and 100% attentive to their conductor. So the early disciples didn't develop a strategy. Instead, they were set ablaze by the power of the Holy Spirit, and they responded to his love and allowed their minds to be refashioned, renewed, and transformed. Pentecost is where heaven and earth meet. So where are the signs of transformation and new life here in Chipstead? What is God doing in your midst? These are big questions, aren't they? But they're important questions as you begin a new chapter in the life of your church and in the life of the parish. And as you welcome Hannah on Tuesday, my prayer for you all is that the fire of God's love may burn in your hearts and that you will be open to God's guidance by the power of his Spirit. May you be open to his transforming power in your own lives and in the life of his church here at St. Margaret's. God bless you all. Amen.
For our church notices, please have a look at the church website, but also, very, very important, make a note in your diary of May the 30th, when we have the institution of the Reverend Hannah Gordon as the Rector of Chipstead. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Lay not up for yourselves treasure upon the earth, where the rust and moth doth corrupt, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither rust nor moth doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through to steal. All things come of thee, and of thine own do we give thee. Whoso hath this world's goods and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Come to the intercessions. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's Church, militant here in earth. Almighty and ever-living God, who by thy holy apostle has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all men, we humbly beseech thee most mercifully to receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee continually to inspire the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord, and grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word, and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to save and defend all Christian kings, princes, and governors, and especially thy servant Charles, our King, that under him we may be godly and quietly governed, and grant unto his whole council and to all that are put in authority under him that they may truly and impartially minister justice to the punishment of wickedness and vice and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may both by their life and doctrine set forth thy true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. And to all thy people give thy heavenly grace, and especially to this congregation, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we must humbly beseech of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succour all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. Let me just take a moment to bring before God those whom we would especially commend today. And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to give us grace so to follow their good examples, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. And a prayer for our rector that we're going to be saying I hope through till May the 30th. We praise and thank you, loving God, for sending us Hannah to be our rector. May she pastor us, teach us, and lead us, that together we may be your people and this parish a sign of your kingdom. As she prepares for this new challenge, prepare us also to receive her, that together we may know your will for us in the parish of Chipstead, and by your grace respond with eager joy to the challenge of the future. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbours, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God, and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith, and take this holy sacrament to your comfort, and make a humble confession to Almighty God. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed, by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent, and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us, the burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. For thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honour and glory of thy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what comfortable words our Saviour Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him. Come unto me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. So God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hear also what St. Paul saith. This is a true saying, and worthy of all to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear also what St. John saith. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Lift up your hearts, we lift them up unto the Lord. Let us give thanks unto our Lord God. It is meet and right so to do. It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty, everlasting God. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord most high. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. The prayer of humble access. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, a satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and it institutes, and in his holy gospel, command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who in the same night that was betrayed, took bread. When he gave them thanks, he broke it. And he gave this to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. And when he gave them thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as often as ye shall drink it, in remembrance of me." The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is given for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Take and eat this remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed on him in thy heart by faith with thanksgiving. Amen. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Drink this remembrance that Christ died for thee, and be thankful.
Amen. The body of Christ given for you.
Amen.
The blood of Christ given for you.
As our Lord, Saviour Christ, hath commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee, for that thou dost vouchsafe to feed us, who have duly received these holy mysteries, with the spiritual food of the most precious death and blood of thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favour and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, which is the blessed company of all faithful people, and also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom, by the merits of the most precious death and passion of thy dear Son. And we must humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship, and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honour and glory, world without end. Amen. We come to the Gloria. Glory be to God on high, and in earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee. We give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty. O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. So may the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be with you, your family, your friends, all those whom you love, be with you today, and remain with you always. Amen.